Magna Storysound presents an unabridged recording of The Country Sisters, written by Sally Tarpey, read by Jenny Bryce. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Magna. Chapter 1. July 1922. Dot Truscott woke early. She lay still for a while, her eyes adjusting to the sliver of light escaping around the edges of the curtains. The window was open to let the heat of sleeping bodies out of the bedroom and the fresh air in. When she had first arrived back home for the summer from her college in Chichester, she had offered to sleep downstairs, but her father would have nothing of it. He insisted that he and 11-year-old Henry sleep in the sitting room. Dot was to share a bed with her mother, with Tilly and Ronnie topped and tailed on the truckle bed, leaving Kate and Albert the luxury of a room of their own. Dot could hear the rhythmic breathing of her mother and the two children. The whole house was quiet, and only the sound of birdsong accompanied her light step on the stair as she crept downstairs. She avoided the third step, for it creaked and would arouse the lightest sleepers, alerting them to her presence. She wanted to be on her own, to enjoy this time without the clamour of voices heralding the start of another busy day. There were so few moments like these to savour. She looked around the cottage where she was born. The clutter of the Truscott family's daily lives had been tidied away the night before, and the breakfast tea tray made ready with a freshly laundered tray cloth. The brown earthenware teapot snuggled next to the glass sugar basin that had been Dot's grandmother's, and the knitted cosy lay to one side, ready for the early morning brew. A few embers glowed through the grate of the newly blackened kitchen range, and the cat curled up on the cushion in her father's wooden chair didn't stir. It was even too early for him. The clock on the mantel showed 5 o'clock. Dot slipped on her shoes, threw a shawl around her shoulders, and stepped out into the warm air. The sun was a promise, peeking through the veil of the trees, and a light mist lay over the stream that trickled its way towards the river. She walked along the lane and through a field gate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?